at this moment, at this critical time for food insecurity. We have seen the SOFI report, the state of food insecurity yesterday, and 150 million have gone back into poverty and into hunger in the last 2 years. We have a lot of challenges ahead. We have forced migration, we have conflict, we are seeing climate change bringing a lot of new poor rural farmers into poverty. The challenges ahead are very high. I'm thrilled to come at this critical time and to try to mobilize as many resources as we can towards the poor rural farmers. The objective of IFAD, its niche, is to support the Sustainable Development Goals 1 and 2. The connection to capital markets, the ability to mobilize resources, to really make sure that many of the poor rural farmers are not overlooked by national governments is a key priority. We have seen the consequences over the last years of an underinvestment in food systems. And what is the consequence today for many of the poor rural farmers? They have been suffering shock after shock. It is not only the current war in Ukraine. We are also talking about climate disasters in the Horn of Africa. We are also talking about an unequal recovery from COVID-19. IFAD is a very important institution with a critical mission for Agenda 2030. We need to join forces globally and make sure that poor rural farmers get the attention that they deserve. Building of medium-term resilience and resilient food systems will continue to be a priority for IFAD. My long-term vision for IFAD is for the institution to be at the center of the global climate agenda, the global agriculture agenda, and the building of resilient food systems. I'm very happy to be today with you, and I'm very open to discuss any topics you might want to raise today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
With regard to public-private partnerships, indeed, IFAD has a model, which is the 4P, the public-private partnerships and producers. So for us, the private sector is very key. It's very key to really make sure that we provide the opportunities and the job creation among the youth. We are seeing a rapid population growth among the youth, which is instilling more fragility and many times forced migration. We need to make sure that we provide them and with the opportunities and create those opportunities locally at the local level and making sure that private sector is an important part of IFAD's offer. Indeed, in the last years, for the last 40 years, IFAD was mainly an institution that lent with governments and did public lending. For the last years, we have started a private sector window, and under my leadership, we will scale up 3 or 4 times the partnership and the operations that we have with the private sector. It will be key to make sure that we actually give opportunities to this youth. On your second question with regard to climate mitigation, IFAD's main role and where our expertise is on climate adaptation. What we are seeing especially is a very strong link between poverty, climate, forced migration, and conflict. We are seeing climate disasters quadruple over the last decade. What we need to make sure is that many of these small-scale producers actually can adapt to many of these programs, and this is where IFAD's expertise lies. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I see someone who
that you like.